Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Markets closed sharply lower today after President Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on smartphones. CBS's Nancy Cordes asked him about that threat.
Do you have the power to tariff one single company?
It would be more. It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair.
It's unclear what exactly set Trump off. Apple CEO Tim Cook had already vowed to invest $500 billion in new U.S. plants and workers over the next 4 years.
Trump also said he'll impose 50% tariffs on goods from the European Union starting June 1st. Criminal charges against a big aircraft manufacturer will be dropped under an agreement with the Justice Department. Details on that from KIRO radio reporter Heather Bosch in Seattle.
Boeing and the Department of Justice have struck a deal. The DOJ won't prosecute Boeing over the deadly crashes of two MAX planes 6 years ago. Boeing promises to pay $1.1 billion in fines, safety investments, and a fund for crash victims' families. Attorney Mark Lindquist represents some of those families.
This plea deal is disappointing, but not surprising.
Lindquist calls it a sweetheart deal. It still needs to be finalized. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
The nation's highways were busy today and will get even busier this weekend as summer begins. CBS News Minnesota reporter Frankie McLister has spoken with some folks headed out to make memories.
As the unofficial start of summer shifts into gear, the Clearwater Travel Plaza is bracing for one of its busiest weekends of the year. And for the Tift family, Memorial Day weekend means one thing, cabin time and family bonding.
We're here at spending the weekend at Sugar Lake with our daughter and her family, who are from Chicago.
Flying in from Chicago with no delays, they are happy to enjoy the weekend together.
What are we going to do this weekend, Jonah?
Got some butterflies.
We learned today that there were no runway lights and the weather alert system wasn't working at the airport where a plane was headed when it crashed in San Diego this week. The NTSB's Dan Baker.
The airplane was not equipped with a flight data recorder. We are trying to determine at this time if the airplane was equipped with a cockpit voice recorder.
The plane went down in heavy fog. The original Cheers location in Boston will honor the late actor George Wendt with a fundraiser for charity next week. It wouldn't be Cheers without grumpy, lovable, beer-loving Norm. His family says Wendt died peacefully in his sleep on Tuesday. He was 76 years old. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay, Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny. A few clouds around the area and highs in the mid-60s. And partly to mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, highs into the upper 60s. Chance of rain on Tuesday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, no matter where you are listening to the show. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And we have a new feature on the Civic Media app that allows you to leave a voice note.
Yep. Yeah, go to your Civic Media app, open it up. You can open it up right now if you'd like, and you can go to the whatever
main station
you have a choice. You'll have the choice of call, text, but then right smack in the middle, voice note. Press that, record a voice note, send it our way. We're going to listen to it to make sure, A, it's in context to what we're talking about,
yep.
Or B, it's FCC compliant.
That too.
And if it goes through all those checkpoints, it played on the air. But remember this. Identify yourself. Just give us your first name. You can tell us where you're calling, where you're voice messaging from, and what station you're listening to, or if you're just listening to the app. But we want to hear from you.
Definitely.
So get the Civic Media app. Download it today. It's free. Leave us a voice text. That'd be cool.
And another good reason to have the Civic Media app is because our statewide Text to Win contest is underway. Mm-hmm. It's free ticket Friday. So you have until 11 o'clock. To text in via the Civic Media app, the word this hour is BASE.
Yeah.
BASE. Text in the word BASE via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets when they host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. The club-level seats, really nice seats. Greg and I have used those seats. They're terrific. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E, and you will be in the running for that four-pack of tickets, just like Monica in Kenosha, Brad in Delavan. We have Eric in Marshall, Tony in Beaver Dam, Mark doesn't say where he is, in Madison, WMDX, Kurt in Eau Claire, John Milwaukee, Cassandra, New London, and on and on and on. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S, not VASE, Jess. She just texted that in. BASE, B-A-S-E. Jesse from Dane County, you want to enter that again. The word is BASE, B-A-S-E. To be in the running for that four-pack of tickets to see the crew host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. Lots of things coming up this hour. We're going to talk to Kyle from the Madison Mallards in just a little bit, find out what their season is going to be like and what special, they have the greatest special promotions on the planet.
Those baseball teams all do. I mean,
they're so clever.
Yeah. John Oliver actually just covered it in like the past 2 or 3 weeks about these independent minor league teams and how they'll change their names for one night. And that name will be about, you know, it'll be about something in the culture of the community they're
right,
in.
Right.
Or they'll just change it to something absolutely insane. But
so much fun.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. So stick around for that. Kyle's going to be here in just a little bit after 10:30. Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. And then we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the human sticky tape edition. And there's a video element as well.
Brace oneself.
You want to stick around for this. I'm telling you want to stick around. All right. I would love to hear your opinion on this, because I think it's going to cause a lot of controversy. This is something that's been talked. I'm serious.
I didn't know
people have very strong feelings about this. This is the headline from TMJ4. Mixed reactions as Oak Creek police move to enforce parade viewing spot rules. Police have announced they will confiscate property left more than 24 hours before the 4th of July parade. This is something that happens in a lot of communities. People have their regular spots where they go to watch parades, mm-hmm. and then they block it off, or they leave their chairs, you know, on the road in yeah. their spots, and they leave them there for days.
Yeah.
Lots of people have been doing this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I've been in the Oak Creek Parade. It's very popular.
You are very famous, Jane. Oh, no,
it's just part of the job. But how do you, should people be allowed to stake their spot for a parade or not? Do you just show up the day of the parade and you take your chances? Or should they be able to mark off their spot with their chairs and whatever else they want to bring for their parade? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Should people be allowed to block off their parade viewing area 2 days before the actual parade happens? 855-752-4842.
I am going to probably be very unpopular with this opinion, but I am going to say no.
No.
I think you want to show up the day of and plot out your space. Cool. Someone has to be there the entire time. Period.
So they have to camp there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, or just, sleep
and,
in the chair.
And just no. Well, they can't do it overnight either. No, this is not like they can't sit there for 3 days either in a tent. It's the day of. You can find your space the day of. Then you have to have someone there throughout the entire day, or someone just, or no. I just, this notion of like, I'm, first of all, nothing against Oak Creek and nothing against the 4th of July parade, but it's the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. Who's coming in 3 days early?
It's a big, it's, there are some communities where it's a huge, huge deal.
In Racine, it is also a big, big deal. I mean, when I worked for the city, it was like, don't even go near downtown on that day. Even, I'm not even talking about your car. It's just insanity.
It's so crazy.
But I think, personally, if you want to save a spot, that's fine. You can do it the day of. Anything else, clear it out. Because it can also get in the way. And let's say, like here in Racine, that parade runs along a residential area. So
it's run down down Main Street.
Exactly. Yeah. So people might be saying, like, if it's my property, I'm like, no, you can do it the day of. If you're on my property, if you set yourself, it will be swiped away, and the day of that, then you can do it. But let's say I need to do something like mow my lawn or something like that. I just think, first of all, this is just ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm getting so passionate about it. But also, I personally think, no, day of. That's it.
855-752-4842. Greg says no. You shouldn't be able to park out a couple of days ahead of time before the parade. How do you feel about that? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Cassandra on the live stream says, if they get that many people, maybe they should start renting out spots, similar to people renting out parking in Madison for Badger games.
Yeah.
Well, and like, what about the State Fair Park people?
Oh my gosh, they make a killing over
do that every year. Yeah, during the Wisconsin State Fair. PJ says he also votes no.
Yeah.
How do we feel about people staking out their spots for 4th of July parades or even other parades? 855-752-4842. This year, Oak Creek's 4th of July parade attendees can set up personal public viewing areas no earlier than 24 hours prior to the July 4th, 9 a.m. start. So you still have an extra day.
You still have and that is being generous and more than enough time. I'm sorry, but just, I don't want to hang out with a person whose whole existence at a certain point is like, I have to stake out my place for the 4th of July parade. And it's like 96 hours before the event.
People do.
I don't understand.
People do. It's their thing.
I don't get it. I do not understand. It's and If you do this, call too. Let me know why. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me the greatness of doing this, because it literally is you're trying to press information into my brain, and my brain's like, no, don't do it.
It's tradition, Greg.
What does that even mean, though?
It's our family tradition that we sit in front of this house every 4th of July and watch the parade go by.
What I hear when you say that is it is tradition that every year, somewhere around Wednesday, Bob goes out to this area and sets down a bunch of chairs and a table and whatever else needs to happen, and that's the tradition. It's watching the parade is the tradition. Being with your family is a great tradition, but it's almost it says to me is that if you don't have that exact spot every year, then somehow it's less or ruined or bad. I just don't.
Yeah. Tony on the live stream says, Greg, you don't stake out your place for a 4th of July parade. Don't you love America?
No, he said, don't you love America?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
No dedication in you kids. Cassandra says, Greg, too. I also don't get it. I feel like it's similar to people camping out for Black Friday sales.
Also, I'm pretty sure I'm older than Tony, but that's not the point. The point is that, like, yeah. And this is just, who cares about my opinion? My opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Well, we all have an opinion.
And Oak Creek is made so you get a full day.
Police say that the policy enforces existing laws regarding abandoned property in public spaces. Mm-hmm. In recent years, some early parade goer setups have become hazards to drivers and pedestrians in the day before the parade. Personal items put up along the parade route before 9 a.m. July 3rd, like chairs, tents, tables, blankets, coolers, will be considered abandoned property and may be confiscated. Those confiscated items can then be scheduled to be picked up from the City of Oak Creek Department of Public Works the day after the 4th of July parade.
Well, and that's the other question I have, too, is that, one, this wouldn't be coming to light. This wouldn't be being done if there weren't already problems. There have to, like, they're not just willy-nilly saying, you know what, I don't like this. Or, you know, they're not me. They're not being petty. But
no, I'm sure there are reasons.
But also, like, think about it. Like, if you put out a blanket, I get that. But if you're putting out a blanket, a chair, a cooler, that's some money. And what happens if someone just drives past and goes, that's mine now?
Oh, exactly. And I'm sure a bunch of stuff has been stolen over the years.
It doesn't make sense to me. Thank you, Cassandra. She says, you matter, Greg. I know I matter, but my opinion does not.
855-752-4842. You feeling passionate about parades? Should you be able to set up 3 days ahead of time so you have your special, super special spot?
Do you think they should? Do you?
I don't. And again, I've had the good fortune of riding in many parades over the years in my jobs. Mm-hmm. Which is always a lot of fun. The one thing I never understood about parade goers is people who film the parade. I'm serious, because I used to drive. We used to, you know, I'm going, you're doing the wave and all that stuff. And people are filming. And I used to yell at them, are you really going to watch this again?
And Tony says it here right on the live stream. He says, in all seriousness, I don't really get parades. My kids love them, but I never have. And that's
the thing. They're great for kids.
They're great for kids. But as an adult saying, I'm going to go to the parade, it just doesn't do anything for me.
But people have done it at Milwaukee's lakefront for the fireworks for years and set up tents and all that stuff.
Which I am also not a fan of, because it also discourages families from just getting up, getting in their car. When they know that they're not going to be able to get a good seat.
To get a spot, right.
Then maybe have a specific section where you can. Fine.
Or you can reserve your spot.
But also, as far as I know, and I've been to the park for the fireworks, is it's set in. It's not around the street. It doesn't pose a hazard to cars or pedestrians.
Right.
But also, yeah, it's like how many times have you not gone somewhere because we're never going to find a spot.
All the spots are going to be taken
exactly.
already.
Exactly. It kind of sucks the fun out of it.
Well, we'll see what happens in Oak Creek for the 4th of July. I think there are going to be people who are very, very upset.
Oh, yeah, there will be.
When we return, we are talking all things Madison Mallards. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. Text in the word BASE, by the way. Yeah. BASE via the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have time up until 11 o'clock to text in via the Civic Media app. The word BASE, B-A-S-E. Text in the word BASE. It is our statewide text win free ticket Friday contest. We're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. So text in the word BASE. You've got until 11 o'clock to send that in at Civic Media app.
There you go.
And then your next chance will be with Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. You'll have a different word, Todd, all by the same different word from 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, our free ticket Friday statewide text to win contest. Speaking of baseball, delighted to be joined by Kyle Chisholm with the Madison Mallards is here. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. We were talking before you joined us just how much we love minor league baseball, because you guys, it just seems like you have so much more freedom to do whatever you want, essentially. and I love the silly, joyful things that you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely up there for the perks of the job is creative liberty. So we try to pitch it to all of our interns, all of our staff. Ideas come from anywhere and everywhere. So
those must be the most fun meetings to be in on.
Yeah, almost every Friday that's in the off season, we do kind of like an office happy hour. We throw out every idea we've got. And then the following Monday, we cut down the list and we try to see what we can make happen.
But I love that it's one of those meetings where there are no bad ideas. Just throw throw everything at the wall, and then we'll parse it out later, right?
Challenge accepted.
I mean, we've had people in passing throw something out, and we're like, actually, that's not a bad idea. Like, we could figure out a way to make that work.
Now, in your title, I have to assume that it says Madison Mallards and Nightmares. Is that an alternate name for the team this year?
It's our softball team. So last year we launched a softball team, Madison Nightmare Softball. So there's five teams in the Northwoods League that operate totally the same way the Mallards do, summer collegiate softball. And it's the premier spot in Wisconsin to catch some of the best in the country playing softball.
And we're really talking about some good baseball. You know, as much as we like to embrace all the promotions and the silly things about it, these are still some pretty great athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got players from Division I all the way down to junior college NAIA schools. But some of our best players coming through have been from schools you might not have ever heard of. It's a really cool spot.
And one of the things you just mentioned, too, is you know, when it comes to these leagues, it's a good way for college kids to stay in shape and stay playing, because once school is done, they're going to have a whole summer. And, of course, they're going to train. But what better way to train is to actually play the game. And that's what the Mallards and other teams provide, is that opportunity to keep up their work and keep them in shape and keep them sharp.
Yeah, and we've been fortunate to like provide a platform for players with transfer portal and all that sort of thing. Players who are looking to change schools, players who are looking to get drafted. It is an incredible highlight for them to be able to showcase their skills throughout the summer, stay sharp. And we've had people go on to, you know, they've gotten on a scout's radar and they've gotten drafted, or they were at a small school. They, you know, were in front of a scout who was looking at maybe somebody else. They perform well that day, and it opens the door, presents an opportunity. It's really, really cool to
see. That's really exciting.
I love baseball so much.
Kyle Chisholm is our guest here with the Madison Mallards and also the Nightmares, the new softball league that they kicked off last year. So what are some of the promotions that are coming up for the summer, Kyle, that you can share with us?
Yeah, opening day is Monday on the 26th. That's just welcoming our team back to the Duck Pond for the summer. That's our 25th season, so we're kind of beginning those celebrations. It's a really cool thing to be in the Madison community for 25 years, four of which I'll have been here. So this is something that we're trying to do a lot of celebrations of. We're going to spend a lot of time recounting all the memories from the years. We always see people with our old logos and old merchandise on, and people have been around since before the Mallards were here. You know, they're coming to games at Warner Park since the Muskies in the 80s. So it's a celebration of baseball in the Warner Park area for you know, the entirety of the Mallards history, but also since the stadium was built. So within that first week, we actually have a drone show that is themed to the 25 season. So a lot of shout outs and callbacks to 25 years worth of Mallards memories.
It's interesting because it almost feels like people have more loyalty to these smaller minor league teams than they do the Brewers or the major league teams.
Yeah, it is so interesting. And it was something that I hadn't even really been privy to until I started working here, is like people really do care about the summer collegiate bowl. And it's great to be building like a passionate local audience to, you know, the team turns over, but they want the Mallards to succeed no matter which players are here. And it's been awesome to put together some familiar faces. You see the same fans in the ballpark, and every day kind of presents a new opportunity to create a new fan.
If you just Google, look up and see what kind of independent or minor league baseball you have in your community, you're going to find something. I mean, like you've got the Mallards, we got the Milkmen right here in the Milwaukee area. I got the Kenosha Kingfish to go see. There's plenty of chance to see great baseball, and it's also affordable to go to these games. The tickets are affordable. The concessions are affordable. It's just a great night with the family. And Kyle, are there any theme nights that are coming up this season that you want to highlight that are really, like, you know, getting you excited to see them happening?
Yeah, absolutely. The drone show, first and foremost, is way up there for us. Yeah. It's something that you don't quite realize how cool it is until you're sitting in front of it. There's 150 drones that light up the sky and form those images. We're bringing a card show. So with the popularity of the baseball card market, we're going to be doing that on Monday, June 2nd, which also happens to be the day that we're assembling the world's largest pep band. So we have 500 musicians from all sorts of high schools across the area. And we're going to be encouraging fans to bring their own instrument. And if you do, you get in for $5 and you can play along with the band and help us create a little bit of history here at the Duck Pond.
We will include a link to the Madison Mallards homepage so you can check it all out. Kyle Chisholm with the Madison Mallards and the Nightmares. Thanks so much, Kyle. We'll check in with you a little bit later on in the season. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is ratcheting up his trade war again, pushing for a 50% tariff on European Union goods. BBC's Nick Beek has reaction from Brussels.
I think a lot of companies, particularly in the automobile sector, will be looking at this really, really carefully and with some concern if this is a threat which will be carried through.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reports the Justice Department has reached a preliminary settlement with Boeing over the deadly crashes of two 737 MAX jets.
The Department of Justice defends the agreement, saying it ends several years of litigation that could have lasted even longer.
The agreement dismisses a criminal charge over those jets' certification. Holiday travel is in full swing. CBS's Karen Hua is checking how it's going at Houston Hobby Airport.
There have been some of those understaffing issues at air traffic control centers here in Texas. We know earlier this week in Austin, there were some of those issues that grounded flights and delayed other flights as well.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale, then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out, so hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny. A few clouds around the area and highs in the mid-60s. And partly to mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, highs into the upper 60s. Chance of rain on Tuesday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll rebroadcast some recent clips as we take time off to honor Memorial Day and those whose sacrifices gave us the freedom we continue to defend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You got about 25 minutes to text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E, via the Civic Media app, and that will get you in the running for a four-pack of club-level seats when the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. So text in the word BASE right now using the Civic Media app. And you are in the running for our statewide text-to-win contest, just like Bob in Richland Center, Janet in Madison, Sam in Madison, and so many, many more. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E. Your next word will come up in the Tom Hartman Show from 11 to 2. Another word from 2 to 4 with Todd Alba, and then from 4 to 6 with Maggie Dawn. Right now, we are joined by the co-creator, writer of Milwaukee Record, Tyler Moss, is here. Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm actually a festival producer now.
Oh, really?
On top of all that other stuff, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be getting into that, I'm sure, in a few minutes. So.
For people who don't know
you. That's been my life, if you can't see. All the bags under my eyes, and I had brown hair before this all started.
So. Setting up the festivals. Yeah, no pressure there. You can find the Milwaukee Record. It's milwaukeerecord.com, milwaukeerecord.com. We will include the link in the show notes. But we wanted to talk about some things that are going on over our long holiday weekend here in Milwaukee. So where would you like to start, Tyler?
Why don't we start with later this evening? There is, it seems weird to say it, but there's a band called the Delta Routine that I wrote about a lot when I just had recently moved here about 15 years ago. They were very active. They were on the road a bunch, and then they kind of gradually stopped. They're doing a 20th anniversary show, which is weird because I look and feel so young. That it's been 20 years, but they're going to be at the Cooperage later tonight, and they're going to be doing some of their old favorites. They actually have a new vinyl release of some new stuff and some things from their past that they are excited about. They just wanted to get on wax, I think, for the first time ever, since they're like a lot of their existence was in the CD boom era. So it's like a vinyl release. It's a, hey, we've been doing this for 20 years, and like you can hear these songs that you like and a few new things, and yeah, just a night of that. And then a band called Wire and Nail, local kind of folk adjacent, maybe country tinge band. They're opening.
Nice.
I love how vinyl has become cool again. This kills me because when I started in radio, I was actually using albums. So to see it, to see them come back and have it be something that's cool just makes me happy.
Cool. And
I feel like I'm cool adjacent now.
Cool and expensive.
Are albums expensive?
If you buy, like you can still go to an album shop and buy a half price vinyl or a used vinyl for $2, $3, $5. But nowadays when bands are putting out albums, they're putting out like these really well-constructed albums, sometimes on color vinyl with liner notes and amazing artwork, 180 grams. If it says 180 grams, you're paying at least $30 for it.
Wow.
But it's the only way to help artists in the modern day hellscape that is doing anything.
Yeah.
So Yeah, that helps. But yeah, and I think like a lot of bands too, they've waited so long to get their vinyl that they're just like, we'll just do CDs. So I feel like there is a sort of the we've reached the like the tipping point for records, and now it'll be going back to CDs. So hold on to your CDs if you have them.
Those, there'll be a whole secondary market for that too, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's been a hard pass for me. I remember when I moved one time. I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing this again. I had like five boxes of CDs, and I was like, no, they're heavy. Sold them all. Oh yeah, they're on my hard drive now. It's fine. I'm fine with that stuff. I have some records. It's good, but I'm never going back. Never go back to CDs.
Hard pass from Greg Bach on these CDs. Yeah. All right. So that is tonight at the Cooperage, this 20th anniversary show of the Delta Routines. What else is happening this weekend if people are listening and want to start making some plans?
Well, after that show, I would recommend that you go home and rest up. And you wake up early and you meet us at Morgan Park for the inaugural Morgan Park Picnic, a brand new festival that we are doing with a local bar. It used to be Roman's. It's now a bar called Busby's. This will be their one-year anniversary. And we are kind of working with each other in order to do this awesome festival in a one-acre park. It's a park that a lot of people that if they live in Bayview or in St. Francis or like whatever, they like routinely go by and they have no idea it exists because it's that little.
Is it that Triangle Park right there?
Yes. It's right by Landmark Diner. It's right by, Busby's. And
I lived a 2-minute walk from that space. And I'm telling you, I lived there for 7 years. I never once went to that park. I did go to Roman's.
Yeah, it's a great park.
Yeah, I did go to Roman's and watch people get kicked out for asking for Spotted Cow. That's something he would do. He was a very terse individual. But yeah, awesome. Yes. This is great.
May he rest in peace, though. It's not super little. It's 1 acre. And it's a very sort of underutilized area that I love. I live a short walk from there, too. Please don't dox me. But it'll be a day full of live music. It'll actually launch with a live in-person yoga session from noon to 12:45 from Helium, and then it will work its way into music. There'll be a show from Scam Likely, then from El Sebas. And then Lady Bird will be the headliner.
Nice.
So it'll be from noon to 6. There'll be some food trucks. There'll be about 25 area retailers and organizations that will be along Pennsylvania Avenue. And it should be fun. It's free. It's for the whole family.
I love the idea that you're going to have a yoga session so everybody can get all stretched out and all limbered out before you start abusing your body. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I'll be doing the upward facing arm.
It's a different kind of yoga. It's a different kind of yoga.
And,
yes.
And I'm just going to quick plug Lady Bird. Lady Bird is a great like alt country act. They're fantastic. A little bit of punk elements to the group too. Three of my friends are in that band. They got great records out. So Lady Bird is worth listening to.
Well, and I love too, Tyler, that you're highlighting. I think we have all kinds of little gems in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas, like this little park that Greg probably drove past 47 times in a month.
Yeah.
And never went to. Yeah. And it's a great way to bring it. It's like, oh my God, this thing is here in my backyard that I've never used. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. It's a lot of work, but we're hoping that we did it all and then next year will be a little bit easier because we learned a lot. I usually say like, hey, we want to do something at your venue that's insured, that has a staff. And for us, it's like, oh, we have to, because it's at a Milwaukee County Park, we need to go through one set of hoops. And then we also want to block a back road in order to have the vendors and the band load in. And we have to work through the city for that. And then you're hearing a lot of different stuff. You're having to accidentally pay twice for things and add people that's been under the insurance. And
it's
a whole learning curve for that, I would imagine.
Yeah, a guy that's not sure if he even has health insurance anymore is having to take out a $1 million insurance policy.
Oh boy. Well,
if it's not obvious, please come to this thing. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Excellent. So that's tomorrow from 12 to 6, you said.
Yes.
At Morgan Park in Milwaukee in the Bayview neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in this weird area where it's right against where Bayview and Fernwood meet. That's another neighborhood no one's heard of, but it's like an 8-block area, basically nestled between St. Francis and Bayview.
Yeah.
And then you can literally see the St. Francis sign from the very end of the park too. So it's right on the cusp, but it's in it's a city of Milwaukee park that's in Bayview.
Yeah.
Bayview is a little gem. If you've never been to Bayview, it really is, and I'm so happy to see the resurgence that area has seen over the last 20 years, because 20 years ago, that wasn't necessarily a place that you wanted to be. And it took a lot of concerted efforts by merchants and everything along KK to help bring that area back. And now it's just booming. It's great.
I mean, it's just an awesome. Yeah, I've lived there for probably 12 of the 15 years that I lived here. And I just love it. Yeah, there's a lot of awesome local businesses,
great restaurants, artists
around. Yeah, great restaurants and awesome parks, both big and small. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and also a new festival, the Morgan Park Picnic.
Please go to.
Please go.
Please. I really need this.
Tyler Moss is here from Milwaukee Record talking about all the things that you can do this weekend if you're looking to get out and about. And right now the weather is looking fantastic. I just stuck my head outside. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of perfect, actually.
And something you mentioned in the email exchange we had here is that the Laughing Tap this weekend, there is a young man named Nick Vatterott who is headlining this three shows, one tonight, two tomorrow. Tickets are $22 online, $25 at the door. Nick Vatterott is a man among himself. He is a comedian's comedian, and he is so funny. He's absurd. He's weird. He's artistic. He says things on stage that make no sense coming out of other people's mouths, but they're so funny. And he has, in my opinion, the funniest Conan set that's ever been done.
What is a Conan set?
Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
So he did a stand-up set on Conan's show.
Oh.
And of all the comedians he's had on all the shows, and that's been probably hundreds of comedians over decades, his is my favorite, period. It is so weird and so funny and a bit uncomfortable, but it all works out. And not to mention, Nick is one of the nicest humans that there is.
That's always so nice to
And
hear.
I always tell people, like, I'll tell you how I met him, but I'll say this, because it's too long of a story, but I'll say this. It was my fault, and I did apologize. So,
oh, well, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so he'll be there. Three shows, one tonight, 7:30, two tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available. And the lineup is great. John Egan is from, he's the feature. He's from Green Bay. He is fantastic. And then Sasha Rosser, who is from Madison, who just won Madison's Funniest Comedian,
wow,
is the host. So this is going to be a stacked lineup and a great show.
And it's really reasonably priced. Yep. It is.
And you better get in now before we close the venue, venue for good.
Less than a month from now, right?
Yep. Our last show will be in 4 weeks. Oops, all headliners. We close those doors. Looking for a new home. We'll announce soon. But yeah, for right now, get in one.
And in between that, though, you have also Bobcat Goldthwait and you have Dana Gould.
Yep.
That little show, that little weekend.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
The biggest weekend you've ever had.
And, yep, that's next weekend.
I hate that I'll be gone for it. But if you're able to, if you're not going to be in Louisville like me. Yeah.
Well, we will put a link into the Laughing Tab if you would like to check that out and go see some, go get some laughs over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Great idea. One more thing before we let you go, Tyler. There is something happening on Monday night for Young Widows.
Yeah, Monday. Speaking of, I said before, Louisville, I will be there next week, hopefully decompressing after a very successful show. But a band from there, a sort of stoner metal, very heavy rock band called Young Widows, they will be at the Cactus Club.
Nice.
It's a rare thing when you have a show that's on the actual holiday. I feel like a lot of bands avoid that. But if you want to get out and about and you want to hear some awesome music, you should get your face rocked off by them at the Cactus Club.
Who doesn't want to get your face rocked off?
Exactly.
I don't know anyone.
Exactly.
Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. Thank you so very much for joining us, Tyler. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Go see him tomorrow in Bayview at the park.
Yes.
And yes, please do.
And have a wonderful time. Stay close. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Sticky Human Edition. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, no matter where you are listening across the state, around the country, around the world.
Vienna, New Zealand, wherever.
Via the Civic Media app. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can also text us directly via the Civic Media app. And you want to do that right now.
Right now.
Get your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Text in the word BASE. B-A-S-E. B as in boy. Text in the word BASE. B-A-S-E. It's our statewide text to win. Free ticket Friday. Mm-hmm. Your shot at a 4-pack of tickets to see the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. Club level seats. Oh, very nice cushy seats.
Yeah.
4 of them.
And get the app, listen, text in to win. It doesn't matter if you like us or dislike us. You can still enter.
Absolutely. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E. You have until noon So you got about 7-ish minutes. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E, and you're in the running for that 4-pack of Brewers tickets like Josie from Greenfield just did.
Now they only have 6 minutes.
And John in Janesville. And Kate and Howard and Carla and Eagle River.
Look at all these names. Keep They're all my friends.
In. The word is BASE, B-A-S-E. Good luck. Tom Hartman will have another word for you from 11 to 2. Yet another one from 2 to 4 with Todd Alba. And then Maggie Dawn wraps it up today from 4 to 6 p.m., our statewide text to win contest. Coming up on Monday, we will be doing a best of that Greg has lovingly curated for you. You spend a lot of the time on that. You do.
Well, you know, you want to make sure people are listening to good stuff. And also, people who listen to me like, wait a minute, that's not happening today. And that's not, the, you know, it's a wonderfully curated episode with some of our favorite interviews, some of our favorite moments. It's going to be like a show from start to finish. Yeah. We have opening. We're going to have two interviews, and I'll tell you right now, it's a replay of Judge Paul Michel from
so interesting
Keeping Our Republic's Article 3 Coalition, which is a group of nonpartisan judges coming together to try to save democracy. We're going to have Pam Yonke's interview as well.
Another good one.
Audio so right, and this shouldn't be a thing. So if you're around on Monday and you want to listen, it's there for you.
You can listen on the app. Take us outside with you when you're barbecuing or whatever. All right, it's getting late, Calvin. It's 10:55. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from UPI, our friend Ben Hooper. He gets back all the best ones with the byline. The headline reads, Man balances 96 spoons on his body to break his own world record. There's a video element that we will include in the show notes. It's worth watching. An Iranian man, Greg Bach, balanced 96 spoons on his body to break a Guinness World Record for the third time.
The third time.
54-year-old Ebo Falzi Saber Mokhtari originally set the record for the most spoons balanced on a body at 85 back in 2021. Then he broke his own record, upped it to 88 spoons in 2023. He has now broken the record a third time with a total of 96 spoons. The three-time record breaker says he's been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child.
I don't think that man understands how that statement never needs to be said out loud, or how we would take it once he said, like, I've been sticking spoons and things to my body since I was a wee baby boy.
We have a quote.
Oh, yeah?
Quote, but after multiple years of practice and effort,
God,
I was able to strengthen my talent and develop it to where it is now. Anything, I mean it, any object, anything that has a surface I can stick to my body, such as plastic, glass, fruit, stone, wood, even a fully grown human being. Unquote. Maybe he should take a bath.
Yeah, I'm going to say, how about some proper washing, buddy?
This is something you want to brag about.
Ben, if you're out there listening to our show right now, because I know you are, and I'd like you to be on this show, allow me to send you a pack of whatever you like to drink, because, man, to find some of these stories, wow.
He is truly a hero among reporters.
And he specializes, that's the word. Like, he specializes in these weird stories.
Yes.
And we've used him a lot. And this is probably among the weirder ones.
I think this is maybe one of my favorite quotes of all time. The three-time record breaker says he has been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child. So he's just a natural. He's naturally sticky.
I'm naturally tacky and sticky. Things just stick to me.
It just happens. Maybe he got the COVID shot, and that's why he's metallic, or, you know, and he's magnetic now, and that's why spoons can stick to
him. Jane getting political in the last segment.
I'm just speculating. It's never wrong to speculate. Ask Jesse Waters. He does it all the time.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I don't want to be a pooper on parties, so...
Everybody's got a skill.
Congratulations.
Third time.
Third time. You know, well, I guess in a year's time, we'll be hearing from them again saying, hey, I could have let it go at, and you said 92?
96.
At 96. I had, no, he's going to go for triple digits. You know this is happening.
Oh, yeah. Give it a year.
Give it
he
a year.
He just needs more training.
Cue Rocky montage. Just, you know, jumping at the wall, trying to stick to the wall. How do you condition that? That's the thing. Like, if you want to fight in a boxing match, you condition, you lift weights, you run the road, you jump rope. How do you become more sticky?
It's like, well, you have to work at it.
Yeah.
I just think you have to work at it. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you on Tuesday.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is threatening nations of the European Union with 50% tariffs, and CBS's Erica Braun reports he's also targeting Apple and cell phones.
President Trump threatened to impose a new round of tariffs, including a 25% import tax on Apple if the company doesn't bring its iPhone production to the U.S. In the Oval Office Friday, the president said other companies could be subject to tariffs.
It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product, otherwise it wouldn't be fair. So anybody that makes that product, and that'll start on, I guess, the end of June.
On Wall Street, the Dow slid 200 points and the S&P 500 tumbled after Trump's threat. The fluctuating tariffs already in place are causing anxiety for some small local businesses, as correspondent Steve Kathan reports.
In New York City's Chinatown,
some is from Taiwan, Japan.
Imported goods crashed.